welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. We have, of course, the Senate has tabled their health bill. It's called the Better Care Act, which I'm sure will be. We need to get it passed some of the Republicans, senators that want to oppose it. If the Republicans don't pass this, they're going to commit, in a sense, geopolitical suicide. They need to pass one that covers all the bases and doesn't harm anybody. But on the other hand, we have a situation here with Congressman Scalise that shows you how ridiculous the Washington, D.C. area is in terms of protection of our politicians when they're off the Hill. They don't have private guards. They're not carrying weapons. They don't have a private police force with them. And it's, the same thing goes on all across the country. Whenever you see terrorism, it's always in a no-gun zone. So we have Larry Pat here to explain, with Gun Owners of America, several laws that are now being tabled before the Republicans in Congress to make sure that we have the right to conceal carry anywhere in the country. We don't have gun restrictions like here in California, where I can't bring some of my guns from Colorado back to California. We don't have a situation where they have all kinds of registration and other foolishness, so the guns can be seized by the government. We already know that people that are mentally ill or have a prison term can't buy guns. And by the way, if you want to buy a legal gun, anybody, especially criminals, can buy them. So, Larry, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Good to be with you.
Tell us exactly what the situation is in Congress. How far are these bills along? What's the situation? Because obviously we talked just before Congressman Scalise was shot. This shows that, especially in Washington, D.C., the hyperbole of this situation is very, very dangerous, isn't it? Especially now with the tenor of the uber left literally saying they're going to push back with violence.
Well, the measure that you alluded to, but that would enable people to carry a concealed firearm nationally with their state's concealed carry permit, is still languishing. It has been in the Congress since January. In both houses, the bill has been introduced, and yet it hasn't moved. And I thought perhaps after the attempted assassination of Congressman Scalise, that would facilitate its movement. But I haven't seen that happen yet. I hope there'll be a surprise any day, and we'll see it get out of the House and go over to the Senate and onto the President's desk, where we're quite certain he's going to sign it. The votes are there in both houses. The leadership, for whatever reason, just doesn't have a sense of urgency to get this measure through. I guess it's enough that they have their own security detail, at least the top three Republicans do in the House, and so clearly Mr. Ryan is immune from the normal concerns that many of the rest of us might have about our own ability to defend ourselves and our own security.
Well, I think that as the tenor of this increases, and literally the visual and like this play, Julius Caesar in the Park, and Kathy Griffin beheading a proxy, Donald Trump, what we have is we continue to see Trump win in these proxy elections, the fourth one down, and it's almost certain that if the Republicans get their act together on the tax bill, he's also come up with a plan to have zero input or money to put, they call it a solar plan for the wall, that it means that they don't need to get funding, it'll get done anyway. If he succeeds by the fall to do a lot of his agenda, I think he's literally bulletproof from being removed from office. And I think that he should fire Mueller and Rosenstein, because there's absolutely no basis to continue an investigation of him when these Comey has already said in public and in committee, Senate committee, that it's not the case. The problem is the country, though, is getting more and more, how can I say it? This is the kinds of moves that you'd see in a country like Venezuela, where the sides get so polarized it moves towards civil war. And it's all based on the left. The right is not going crazy threatening violence against the left. The left are saying, we're out of power, we're going to go crazy now. We're going to obstruct and block even things that will put America in danger, including not passing a replacement for the Obamacare bill and infrastructure and other things that are falling apart. Literally, last year we had the number 10 highway shut down because we had a flooded in the desert, which is unusual. It knocked out the number 10 highway. We lost 1% of our GDP that month. I think that people don't understand, because it couldn't ship through San Francisco, I don't think people understand in the Uber left that they don't have a basis to talk to the people. The people want self-protection and safety, which Trump's trying to offer as the new sheriff in town. And these bills are just rational. Guns don't kill people. Crazy people kill people. If you don't have a gun, you have a machete. If you don't have a machete, you have a knife. If you don't have a knife, you have some other toxin thing like rice and, you know, from beans, castor beans, which you can make in your kitchen in half an hour. It's like, are you kidding? Oh, you know, proper gun operation and proper safety and proper training means that you are a reasonable citizen that can never be taken down by a gang of teenagers or thugs or whatever, because if you're a senior citizen with a good aim, you can take control of the situation.
That is something that the left doesn't really seem comfortable with. They've never trusted the average person to be about in public with their own firearm. They seem to think that the only legitimate use of force is by people in authority, an officer with a blue uniform, usually, and a badge. And anybody else is a vigilante. And we've seen the left from time to time deliberately conflate self-defense with being a vigilante. And that is really a very dangerous lie.
To convince
people that if I try to protect my life and or my family's, that somehow I'm a vigilante, they've completely distorted the meaning of the word.
Right.
A vigilante is seeking justice apart from the system of justice when his life is not threatened. For me to defend myself when a bad guy's coming through the window, that's not vigilante action.
No,
that's self-defense.
Right, and any court of law would actually say that. The other thing is that the government in general, whether they're the unelected bureaucrats or the elected ones, they don't understand that all of their authority, including the Supreme Court, is delegated. They have no authority in themselves except we delegate to them. And this idea that somehow the citizens of the country, which are rational and can be rational enough to vote for politicians and for laws and so on, and even can lobby for different laws, that somehow we're irrational enough that we're not going to be able to rationally use guns. And especially, if, you know, for the case of, say, women in parking garages, this is a good example where a woman, if she's trained and she has a concealed carry weapon and she's in a parking garage and somebody tries to assault her, game over. It really is.
And it seems as if there's more concern about the rights of the assailant than there are of that woman that very likely could be protecting her own life as well as an infant that she's strapping into the back seat of her car or something like that. It's as if the left is too often allowed to live in a world that's not the same world that you and I have to live in.
Well, they believe that they have the several precepts that they got wrong. First off, they believe top-down government, which is communist socialist, is always best. Number two, they believe that they're always right and everybody else is wrong, no matter what the logic is, or even experience or facts on the ground.
And if you're wrong, it's not just wrong. You're evil for disagreeing with something that's transparently obvious.
That was actually what I was going to say. The left now doesn't view it as an alternate viewpoint that we can need a kind of dialogue on and come to a conclusion. The left views that if you disagree with them, you're evil, and therefore, quote, a punch in the face or a gunshot or violence in any way, pepper spray, is totally justified, or a long pole with a pike on the end of it is perfectly fine to use in a demonstration or to assault you. And that's
not
okay.
That's the kind of thinking the Alexandria dirtbag was engaged in when he shot Congressman Scalise. Congressman Scalise was a zero, minus zero threat to this guy. But because of his ideas, he was being targeted by the dirtbag. That, I'm afraid, is the paradigmatic way of thinking in the left. And, you know, it may, obviously, some particular left-wing spokesman didn't cause the dirtbag to pull the trigger. The dirtbag caused the dirtbag to pull the trigger.
Yeah, but when you have the tone is by the left and the media and the what we call the deep state, which are embedded Obama operatives, which are basically trying to do a seditious coup of the government. I'll give you an example. have you had death threats at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you know how I handle death threats? Because I get them on the radio, because I have millions of audiences around the world. And over the years, the worst was about 3 years ago, but we had some a few months ago. And what I did is I said, I'm a techie. I got techie friends, and we have your IP address. We know who you are. We're sending the local authorities that are armed to come get you. And if you're stupid enough to come through my gate, because, you know, obviously our address is published, I said, I'm like Predator. I'm a crack shot. I train with the Marines. I have armor-piercing weapons and incendiary weapons and bombs. And I won't say hello. I'll blow you up and shoot your head off before I even talk to you. And it immediately shuts them up because, you know, number one, we're not going to be bullied. Number two, we will engage, but we're not going to pursue them. I'm not going to pursue idiots. I just want to make sure that they know if there's going to be a consequence to try to engaging with somebody like me. And that stops it immediately. This is what citizens do. When they walk around with either concealed carry or an open weapon on them, the other side knows, don't bother this person. If they talk or they disagree with you, you don't want to get into a shooting match with a senior citizen that has a gun and a good aim.
No, because we're too old to run, and so the only option really is to shoot.
Well, yeah, we're too old to run, but we're a much better shot than we were when you're younger. How's that?
And we're certainly probably more practiced.
Yeah, exactly. So the problem is, I think that people have an irrational view. I said, if you want a real word picture of what's going on, look at Duarte down in Venezuela. Look at how they're passing on 500,000 guns to their supporters, but nobody else. And the military going in killing people now that they, a few years ago, withdrew and took all the guns. Is this what you want in America? Of course, the left figures, if we have top-down control, they don't like the idea that there's 94 million armed Americans. I've had a gentleman, an attorney here in California last year, talking specifically about the fact that 275,000, I believe, roughly, veterans have had their gun rights removed even after coming back from tours because mm-hmm. their wife does their taxes, believe it or not, and their bill probably pays their bills. The temporary period of transient post-traumatic stress disorder or depression, transient, and it's better now. Doesn't matter. They can't even buy bullets. And this is an action by the Obama administration and the Uber left to say, we don't want, you know, middle-aged or senior veterans that actually have the skill sets that they don't want to have a civilian militia that, if the government goes rogue, that we're going to push back and it's going to be nasty. They don't want that. And it always should be a capacity for us to say, as citizens, you have delegated authority, but if you try to come in and abuse us as a population, you're not going to turn us into Venezuela. It ain't going to happen.
I think that's something that has actually occurred beyond pointing that out. And that's what America is quite capable of, whether it's the Battle of Athens back in the late 40s when an abusive, corrupt government in a little Tennessee town just went hog wild stealing elections and whatnot, and the armed people said, nah, you're not going to do that. Out. You're out of here. You just lost your legitimacy.
Right.
There was a brief gunfight with the cops, and the cops realized that, oops, there's a lot more of them than there are of us,
right.
And it was all over. And the election, funny thing, elected the reform slate. And an armed people turned the government back at Bunkerville, Nevada, at the Bundy Ranch.
Yeah.
So other countries, some other countries, have guns. To my knowledge, I can't think of another country that has the tradition of using those guns to tell the government, you've gone too far. Back where you were, there's a constitution here, and if you won't obey it, we will enforce it.
Yeah, and I think also as we move into more advanced non-lethal and exotic weapons, I'll give you an example. In the next, say, 20 years, I just saw an advertisement recently for these green lasers. Have you ever seen those? They're all military-grade laser that you can aim toward the grass and put it on fire. If you hit somebody in the eyes, they're going to go blind permanently, probably. If you hit them, it's going to cut them, even at 100, 200 yards. Bam, they're cut. These are not the kind of thing that, you know, you want to engage. If somebody has these, especially if they're on something like a drone that can fly around and go and get you, But there's a lot of exotic weapons coming down the pike. Weapons that'll knock people to the ground, it won't hurt them. Weapons that'll fire a little ball of these mist stuff that'll burst open and just literally paralyzes you. Those are going to be available. We call stun guns. There's already the United Nations has these dazzle weapons that put hundreds of thousands of lumens of light. And once you're hit with this light burst, you're not going to see for half an hour. It's not going to make you blind, but you're not going to see anything for half an hour. You won't be able to see anything than a shadow of your hands. So what we want to do is expand it. Now, the NRA does not consider even handguns as under their purview to protect the rights. But these exotic weapons that are coming down the road in the next 5, 10, 20 years, or you're here right now, need to also be protected so people have not only lethal but non-lethal protection that's totally their right. So if you walk into the shopping center... So if you have a stun gun that can actually knock someone to the ground that's trying to assault you and it doesn't hurt them, that's great. In fact, they're moving toward these other kinds of weapons. I think you're going to see what I call layered defense. Stun gun doesn't work. We move up to something much more lethal. But, and the cops should have these too. So if they have a situation that's not working properly, for example, you heard of LRAD, right?
No.
LRAD is a sound cannon that can hit you, and it'll literally paralyze you, knock you to the ground even a half mile or a mile away. And it's already available. You put these on the top of these Humvees. They're going to have miniature LRAD, which means basically you aim this at somebody, and it's only going to make them deaf. It's going to make them shake like a leaf and fall to the ground having a seizure. It doesn't kill them, but it makes life pretty miserable. I mean, especially if you lose your bodily control of your bowel and bladder. Okay.
They're no longer an operative threat to you.
No, exactly. You basically terminate the idea of human interaction at the normal level, and they're now quivering mass of human flesh on the ground, not dead, but certainly not capable of interacting in a violent way to you. And I think what we should do is we should actually welcome these things, but also welcome the fact that at some point, lethal force is necessary. And, I don't want to see it, but, guns are not there to kill people. They're to keep the peace, aren't they?
And they're there to stop a bad guy from trying to work his will on me. And properly, you go to any self-defense school, any shooting school, they will tell you the object is not to kill the opponent. The object is to stop him, and the most effective way to do that is to shoot center of mass. Now, that may, it's certainly going to be more likely to be lethal than shooting a knee, but then who's that kind of shot when the adrenaline's flowing and everything's happening in a few seconds, and you're going to shoot somebody in the kneecap? Really, to protect yourself, you have to shoot center of mass.
Yeah, center
of
mass.
If you can hit it at all.
Because even if you hit them in the thigh, they may keep on going. You'd be surprised how many people are bleeding and still chasing at you and even madder than hell now shooting more.
Well, that's a point, too. If you pull that off, you may make them mad rather than incapacitated.
So... So that legislation is bouncing around. What's the other one about the no gun zones?
That it has now become attached in the House as an amendment to the concealed carry bill. And if we ever get the one to move, then the other goes along with it as an amendment. And that would be excellent. It's amazing that it takes so long to get something like this moving. Even after the Alexandria shooting, where one of their own got nailed, I just wonder what they're thinking.
I think the Republicans have enough votes. I think they're wanting to get health care over there and the tax bill and the other things, but this needs to pass. Americans need to know they can have safety again.
Well, absolutely. The votes are there.
Yeah. Back in a moment with Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, his website.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America.
Daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancers?
Called geopolitical stupidity. We can see that with Trump and the Trump Revolution. By the way, it's happening around the world. They call it populism, but really it's people getting a clue. And it's partly because of the alternative media. It's partly because people are revolting against false education. Our educational institutions take young people that are confused and turn them into parent haters when they come back for the summer. And you pay $40,000 a year to put them in residence, pay for their college, and they come back and hate the parents, thinking the parents are idiots. Well, people need to understand that Americans are very innovative, including healthcare. I put together a plan that's combined with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and Dr. Cassidy, who's a medical doctor in the Senate. But the same thing goes with guns and defense. I want to tie the gun and defense issues to the issue of metadata, not just for travelers or people coming to the country, but to also citizens here. And it's not just Muslims. You could be MS-13 or Russian drug gangs or whatever. And what that means is we need to have a metadata system. And I don't know if anybody's talked about this GOA, but on the other side of the gun debate is a debate of using metadata and information to gather and grab people before they commit crime, pre-crime, I call it. You know, like a Minority Report, but it's not like having some psychic laying in a water tank. It's the idea of simply looking at their travel plans or their contributions of taxes to, say, ISIS, their public statements, their social media, etc. And if we combine that, and we gave that information, for example, to we gave that information to people in our, not just the police, but that information was available to the public. For example, we should have an information database so people in the community can know that there are people of interest that are being monitored in their community. They don't even have to know their name, but know there's a dot there, and they need to make sure that they're aware that there are people of interest that are showing high scores in their community. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Well, it certainly would be something worth exploring, but of course, that shouldn't be a replacement for going about able to protect yourself.
No, of course not. It's an addition, too. It's basically being aware that there's a danger. For example, give me an example. In Brussels, they wonder why there's terrorist activity every second or third day there, when 25% of the population are Muslim, and they're often extremists, and they're in separate enclaves, and they're no-go zones. When we have metadata, for example, for 450 Muslim young men that go back and forth to Libya and Britain, it's not surprising when Theresa May didn't do her job as a head of the home of what's called the Home Office that these young men decide to blow things up like in Manchester, England. Well, it's the same thing here in America. You got MS-13 gangs, you got extremists. And by the way, you also have extremists on the left side, people that are putting tweets out, comments, public statements, emails, whatever. I'm sure this character that shot up Senate Congressman Scalise had lots of metadata that would indicate this guy is a dangerous character. He should have had a number one, a visit, and a monitoring, basically saying, hey, we're watching you. And they should have tracked down what he's doing, what kind of guns he has in his possession if he hits a certain score. Not to say that they're going to take them, but he needs to get a warning like, hey, you know, behave like a good guy. You have your guns. We're not taking your guns on you, but you need to know that don't go threatening on the internet or social media and thinking you're going to carry it out without us monitoring you. And if people reach a certain score, I think they should have an anklet tracker on them. You know, if we've got Muslim terrorists that are walking around here, and the next step from that is civil detention. I don't understand why there's a lot of people, as far as I'm concerned, they did a survey just recently, the last few months, that 20% of Muslims in America believe it's okay to blow up other Americans. Do you know that? That's over 2 million out of 10.7 million.
It tells me that until we're ready to deal with that and to remove those people, we're not serious.
We're not serious at all right now. That's why we're going to have more disasters. We took it seriously. And we'd also, by the way, respect all the other Muslims who are terrified by these maniacs. And we de-radicalize Islam. We'd have an American version that wouldn't believe Sharia law or honor killing or sexual mutilation
medicals,
is
new
okay.
Silver
you is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take PowerC Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. Welcome back. So, Larry, I touched on this thing about intelligence. I call it like getting de-weeding your garden of those bad actors. And it doesn't mean it's going to take away from personal liberty. For example, a healthcare system that gets rid of insurance carriers, Big Pharma, and Big Medica will allow us to be much more competitive. You know, a lot of people think that the jobs moved to, say, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada for building cars because somehow the Canadians are either better at building cars. No, it's because of occupational health care. Costs add another $10,500 to building a large automobile. So the reason why we're not competitive is because we basically are killing ourselves with health care costs that don't need to be that way. Well, the same thing with making your city safe. If a young black man can be safe going back and forth to school, he doesn't have to join a gang. If a woman in a home can have a man, whether she's married to him or not, can have a man in the home, then that boy can have a father or a father figure that can maintain some degree of control the mother never can. And that's also, again, a policy of our social services, etc. If a child, for example, in their mid-teens can have a concealed carry permit and go back and forth to school, they don't have to carry a gun, they can protect themselves from gang members who want to hurt them. A lot of these kids are forced into a gang because if they aren't, they're not going to survive going back and forth to school or living in the city, and they get sucked into drug gangs, etc. It's a self-fulfilling mess, isn't it?
Oh, it's a nightmare for the folks that have to live in some of those areas, and the politicians act as if it's normal, and they're absolutely unwilling to enable people to protect themselves. Look at isn't it interesting that the worst crime, violent crime areas of our country, all ruled by Democrat politicians, all liberal Democrats ruling urban areas.
Right.
It's not genetic, it's ideological, and these folks are committed to their ideas regardless of the body count, particularly every weekend. They just don't care.
Yeah, they're basically insane, satanically energized ideologues.
And that doesn't bode well for the poor folks that have to live under that.
What does GOA think of the idea of a policy that I think was under the mayor, former mayor of New York, where they grabbed people, these gang guys, and if they had a gun that wasn't registered, and everybody that buys a gun has some kind of registration on it, right? When they buy it from, say, a gun store, there's going to be a trail to say, hey, they bought this gun legally, etc. I'm really concerned that we need to have those kind of things to say, hey, you have an arm on yourself. Your gang has had a history of doing these kind of things. They need to go into some form of, I don't know, civil detention or whatever, rehab, where they're not out exposing to the public. We need to wall them off from the public so we can kind of destabilize this gang situation. In L.A., how many gangs do you think there are in Los Angeles?
My impression is there's a lot.
Just throw out a number that you think you can guess.
Maybe 25 big ones.
25 big ones, but altogether there's 20,000 gangs.
20,000. That's incredible.
Yeah, some of them are really small gangs, but there's all kinds of gangs. And these gangs control even small territories within an area, even a, we call suburban area, around certain homes. We've seen it here in Oceanside Vista and so on. There's certain areas where they know there's four or five gangs butt up against each other, and they're off little gang warfare, and teenagers get shot and killed. And they're always with illegal guns. I mean, these are not legal guns they got there. That's what I think is crazy, is when you have no gun zones, like up in San Bernardino, you get people killed. I
Very
guarantee
much.
You, you're not going to have a terrorist or a maniac go crazy here in Vista, because there's more, where I live, there's more Marines per square yard here than anywhere else probably on the planet. It's not going to happen. If you have two clues and you're a bully, you're not going to start pulling out your gun here in Vista. You're going to die really fast.
That's fairly obvious, it would seem, except to some of the politicians. And I think for them, it always comes down to power. They have power over other people's lives. The more dependent people are, the more power the politician's going to have.
Well, they have a different idea about power because it's delegated authority. What I always want to remind politicians, right up to Donald Trump, he's our servant. He's not our master.
Yep.
He's not a king. He's not an emperor. And the one thing that sets America aside is that power delegated, power goes through the three branches. So when I argued with his attorney on Friday, Andrew Shatkin, on Monday, he tried to defend the idea all we can do is appeal, even if it puts us in danger. I said, what about the scenario that because Donald Trump's laws or his vetting strategy is being put up and held up, and a bomber decides to use a radiological bomb or biological weapon or some other nasty and goes to O'Hare Airport and kills 20,000 people. I mean, are we going to tolerate that? Of course not. We should not tolerate this. This should sharpen our focus on the idea that most of these problems that we have are self-inflicted, including the healthcare thing, where we allow malpractice to be crazy, big pharma to get away with murder when the pills are made in the same pill machine. I remember working with a drug company that was manufacturing pills that were actually manufactured in Mexico, shipped up to Colorado Springs to be compressed into tablets, then shipped to New Jersey for packaging, and the French and English went to Quebec, and the English and Spanish went to a warehouse outside New Jersey and another one outside San Francisco. But when the pills are sold, they're three times more expensive to Americans than to Canadians. And so their northern governors, even during Obama, were trying to ship the stuff back, and there were a lot of actions by the federal government not to block that. People don't understand the craziness of why things are the way they are. They're the way they are because there's too many power brokers and people in power, including state legislatures that want to have control through their state boards of medical examiners to maintain little cliques. Well, the same thing goes with safety. The government has the attitude on the left that the only ones who should carry guns are police officers or security staff. I think it's kind of crazy, don't you?
Indeed. It's, you know, there's a certain deterrent effect by having a cop with a gun on him, but a determined bad guy, say like the dirtbag in Alexandria, Virginia, he would clearly be the kind of guy you would expect to try to shoot an armed police officer first. The only reason he didn't get the Scalise security detail first, which led to his downfall, is that he didn't know they were security. They were dressed just like everybody else. But when a cop's dressed like a cop, he's often the first one to get shot.
That is not true. But an average citizen, if they're carrying a weapon and a criminal tries to take over a bank or a shopping center or whatever,
we have an element of surprise.
Right. And by the way, it's not just Muslims. They're the majority of the problem, but there's other crazies out there, like the Uber left and drug gangs and so on. So it's not just a Muslim problem. I'd say it's 90% Muslim and it's 10% these other dirtbags.
And the Scalise attacker was one of those non-Muslims, but he was clearly deeply steeped in all kinds of hate-filled rhetoric that was coming from the hard left. And these folks then look shocked that anything like that could happen. Well, I don't think they're so shocked. I think they're kind of hoping it will happen. And some of them were commenting, they were quite pleased that they didn't know who would get nailed, but oh, Scalise got shot. Well, he had it coming.
Yeah, no, isn't that crazy? So if we get this law passed, what do you think it'll be like to live in America post the concealed carry and the no-gun zone law?
It's easy to predict that there will be some decline in violent crime because that's been the what has happened after every concealed carry law in each of the states has been enacted. Violent crime notches down. It depends on how much of a change in the law, but even some change produces a change, a lowering of violent crime. And it's going to be bad news for the criminal element to realize that they can go to... the only thing that they will have left will be the stupid zones, the gun-free zones, and then I think that will kind of hopefully get the message across that, well, it looks like we better get rid of those too.
One of the things the left tries to pull out is that kids up to teenagers have accidental gun accidents with their parents' guns and that they shoot each other or shoot someone, like a three-year-old shooting their older brother or sister. And I think it's just a matter of gun safety, and I'm sure GOA has a gun safety program to make sure people are properly trained. We have to make sure that people are what they call... It's the same thing with your consumer health care. If we put all the preventive care and everything else out in this fancy new whiz-bang plan and you don't use it, then you're not going to have safety. But, you know, the idea that you can make mandatory this and that and that people are going to comply and you're going to actually make certain they do it, people have to be we call reasonable citizens. Like, for example, my guns are in a special gun case. So my kids can't get access to them, right? If I had little kids, they're now adult men, right? You have a 32-year-old, a 30-year-old, and a 26-year-old, and my daughter, 24, has Down syndrome, and she's very pleasant and sweet. But if I had little kids, I'd just have proper gun cases. And they wouldn't get their paws on the guns, and they would have the kinds of safeties on and so on, so they couldn't activate the damn things. You know, they're specifically there for a particular purpose, and it's there to keep the peace if someone comes into my home because they disagree with Dr. Deagle and want to take some revenge. They're going to have a very bad day, and I'm going to, as I say, I'm going to be a secretary for Jesus or Allah or whatever religion they believe in. I'm going to arrange for an appointment to meet their maker.
Well, I think that's the attitude that I'd like to see more and more Americans sharing, and it may be because we've seen gun sales remain somewhat constant. There was some dip after the election of Trump, but with the terrorist attacks around the world and in the United States, it actually has now leveled off at a rather higher plateau. People continue to buy guns because they understand that this is not a paradise where there's only unicorns and pixie dust. There are bad guys out there, and right. They know the cops can't be around 24/7 to protect just them. And so,
I'm sure the cops would appreciate that in our militia. Now, if you did have a breakdown in society, and I'm a trauma doctor, I've recertified half a dozen times in my advanced trauma. First time I did was the 82nd Airborne back in Savannah, Georgia, at the trauma center there back in the 80s. And I can tell you, I'm going to reactivate my trauma thing, and I'm going to make sure I'm a volunteer for the local sheriff here. And that's what we probably should have, is more and more citizens that are armed and know how to use a gun or get further training and practice, join the local sheriff and become an activated militia, because I can guarantee you there's not enough cops or military personnel or other people to take care of things if things break down. Let's say the power goes out. Let's say we do get an attack by somebody that attacks us and harms us in some way that society becomes untenable. Or there's an environmental catastrophe that we didn't expect, like a super volcano up in Yellowstone blowing. You know, people are not, basically, people don't war game or prepare for anything to help themselves or their fellow citizens, do they?
Most of us don't. I think we're so accustomed to being able to go to the store and get whatever we need and flick a switch, light is on. And after a lifetime of that, it gets kind of ingrained.
Exactly. For example, I have backup power, so if my power goes out in 4 seconds, it kicks on. I have some solar as well. I have personal protection, but I also have some freeze-dried and other foods. I have a greenhouse and storage tanks for water, for rain, etc. So I have storage tanks for extra water if the water gets shut off. If I was going to write a mini movie, kind of like, if you want to call it, about a scenario of after the power goes out or something happens, I call it the fourth day, because the fourth day, the dog's barking, the kids are crying, the food is completely rotted, and the wife is screaming, go next door to your prepper neighbors and try to get some of their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the problem is, on the fourth day, the government and cities and towns have to shut off the water or shut it down a lot because they have backup power for water supply but not for sewage. So if you don't back off the water supply, your sewage backs up in your sink and your tub and your house smells like a toilet before it's flushed.
Not nice. Not nice.
Right, and people aren't prepared for this. I've actually checked multiple countries, from Ireland to Canada to the United States and Australia. All these countries are the same stupid pattern, that they don't have preparation for backup sewage treatment. They don't have also a way of keeping distribution centers for decontaminating people from radiological bombs or from a biological weapon. They don't have any ways of screening people to make sure that they can be quarantined properly, to make sure they don't spread it. I worked with the Operation Top Off in Dark Winter with the federal government in 1997 under Reserve Admiral Hughes, and I was a point man in Colorado working with these guys. I met again in March of 2001, and I can tell you, on a day I couldn't tell when I talked to these agents whether or not they were demonically energized or just plain stupid. But it was scary. And ouch. This was not, and I wasn't a minor guy. I was like a top guy working with the federal government on this operations, with security clearance. So I'm the only one talking on public radio about these kind of things, about many issues that nobody has firsthand experience on except me. And what's disturbing is I don't even get proper challenges by people out there that think they know better than me on any of these areas, like security and metadata. They don't understand if we properly applied metadata we already have, we could start jailing people in advance in these drug gangs. We'd have a little board on the wall that says, you know, for example, you can actually go to a site now and see all the people that are pedophiles within your community. Why don't we have that for all kinds of pre-crime even? Hey, you got a mosque four miles from you where the imam is teaching, da-da-da, and he's got a score, and you can see a little colored dot saying, this is a danger area. Be aware that there's something going on there. We have one here, for example, in Vista, where my teacher friend, Lori, I said, you can drive by this place any time of the day or night, and they've got all kinds of men shuffling around outside when it's completely nothing, nobody else is doing anything, and they're all congregating there. Well, obviously, they're planning for something, so if they ever activated thousands of these mosques across the country, because there are thousands now, we'd have a hell of a mess on our hands, wouldn't we? And we're not, because the citizenry is not protected by having self-protection, what are we going to do? I don't know, hide in your house? I don't know.
In the meantime, we have the lone wolf to deal with. We've already seen plenty of examples of that,
right.
And that's short of a concerted attack. So we're not even ready for the lone wolf.
Yeah, but we can identify these lone wolves. I guarantee you, I have the mathematical skills to take this metadata in 5 zones and totally stop these guys cold. Metadata meaning, 1, travel plans. 2, banking accounts. 3, social media and anything you publish. 4, affiliates. And 5, the kinds of materials you've purchased that indicates you may have intentions that are bad. Chemicals, weapons, whatever.
Yeah.
You got a high score, we're coming to see ya. Your score's too high, you're going to civil detention, and we're not giving you a timeout. You're staying. It's a war. Not just against Islam, it's a war against all these characters.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of the power.
powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Welcome back. So I guess I'm a good Maronite Christian descendant, which is why we were the only ones able to stop the Muslims from the Shuf Mountains around Beirut. And our attitudes, by the way, are echoed in the attitudes of the Israelis. I don't believe the Israelis should control our foreign affairs, but they're no slouches. I've said this before about the procedure. You remember I said how the Israelis vet somebody that's coming through Ben-Gurion Airport. They count the beads of sweat. I asked them in their really strong Israeli accent, yes, we hire young men and women in their mid-20s or later that have IQs 145 plus, and they count the beads of sweat. Once they reach 20 beads, they go to a back room, ultrasound, and if they still suspect they have an internal bomb, they put them into a little bomb explosion device there and have an EMP and explode the device and pick up all the pieces of the bomber if the bomb goes off. So you don't have any, you don't have
I remember the extensive exit interview that my wife and I had separate. We were standing together, but it was separate interviews. A guy just sort of casually walked up, and it took a second before I realized that, oh, this was an official interview. Very casual and friendly and chatty, and he's gathering all kinds of information like a radar. And so I saw that going on all over the lobby there as we were waiting to leave.
Right.
Yeah, and we don't hear about too many of their planes getting blown up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you don't hear any stories of it. It doesn't happen.
No.
Just like you don't hear any stories about, oh, my gosh, a terrorist got through the gated community of Dr. Deagle and shot up him and his family. Terrible, isn't it? There's a lot, by the way, there's a lot of dead doctors. You know why? Because they're passive. One word, and I want my epitaph not to be used, is the word nice. Dr. Deagle is not, N-O-T in top letters, nice. If I have guests on like you, because they're superior human beings, they're conservatives, they're Christians, they're American patriots, and they're not idiots. If you're an idiot, whether you're a guest or a caller, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection without intellectual anesthetic, and it's going to hurt like hell, and it'll leave a mark. And I want people to know that, and that's why big shots that tried to deep-six my show, like idiot Alex Jones, and others won't dare to have Deagle on because they can't deal with my intellect or my attitude and my range of experience, which is far more than any of these morons ever had. Firsthand, not secondhand. So I don't tolerate BS. I don't. This is a no BS zone. It's not a no spin zone. It's a no BS zone.
Yeah, good.
And if we've and when I put this statement out, and I beg my audience, I beg my co-hosts, I actually, when I get people on, I said, you ask me any tough question of any sphere of influence, scientific, geopolitical, financial, or otherwise, and I will provide you an answer on the air live instantly, or a framework to find the answer. It's not a matter of a lack of solutions, because 10% of the time I have the answer, God inspires me the rest. It's a matter that we don't have the guts, or we are evil, so we don't want to implement the solution because we want to use it as a means of control of our fellow Americans or fellow people. When we have gun control laws that try to take away people's gun rights, when we have registration that literally means the government can call your guns, that's not acceptable.
No, it is not.
When we have no gun zones where terrorists can kind of shoot the place up because they know the citizens won't shoot back.
Well, that's where we come in at Gun Owners of America. Hope folks will go to gunowners.org and sign up for our action alerts. We're able to get things done.
I'm very proud of you and your organization. I'm a GOA member myself. If you're not listening and not a GOA, why the hell not? Do it today, just like getting into carrot bars or taking care of your health. This is to take care of your geopolitical health. Do it. Thanks.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious...
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host,